Hey, everybody, it's Ryan Ripley. Wanted to get a new offering in front of you as soon as possible, evidence-based leadership. And so as you all know, Todd Miller, myself, and Will Seeley, we're big on evidence-based management. We want to apply it to the leadership space. We all know that modern managers face complex challenges every day. You're juggling a lot of needs, your direct reports, your stakeholders, your customers, they all need constant attention. What we want to do is help you manage that. We want you to use information and data to make good decisions around all of these areas so that we're delivering the right thing at the right time for the right customer. And we know that we're doing that because we're using data and evidence to validate all the things that we're doing. And not only that, we're not just looking at value, but we're looking at our capabilities as an organization. Can we deliver on time? Can we innovate effectively? Do we have too much tech debt? Do we have too many things in process? Are we unable to deliver when the market demands that we do? We look at all of these things with evidence-based management. We merge that into a leadership mindset and lens, and we enable you to make new and better decisions repeatedly based off of the data that you're collecting within your organization. It's exciting stuff. We hope you can join us. Visit agileforhumans.com/EBL course. Join us in one of these offerings. We think you're going to love it. Hope you can join us. Use Agile for Humans, the number 4, to take another 15% off of this course, and we can't wait to see you there. Hey, we're back. It's a new week. It's a new episode of Your Daily Scrum with professional scrum trainers Ryan Ripley and Todd Miller. We were gone for a week.
We should probably
talk about what we were doing, right?
Yeah, we were at a scrum.org face-to-face in Iceland.
Yeah. So that's a picture that we took of Iceland, one part of it.
It's Reykjavik, which is the capital of Iceland.
Spent a little time fishing. Todd with the mountains in the background. And we were actually successful.
Yeah, look at that.
We caught some fish, some nice brown trout.
Yeah, two brown trout right there. All natural in Iceland. Didn't come from any farms or anything. So you can see the size of them. If you're a fisherman, there's a pretty nice size brown trout.
Yeah. But we're back this week, back home in the U.S., back to reality. And Todd, we had a lot of questions stack up in the comments, didn't we?
We did. Oh, I just want to mention, Brian, that both those brown trout were safely released
back into
the wild. Yes. Very important to do that. We did. We had a ton of questions. So it was a lot of time spent catching up and adding them to our backlog for it. One kind of stuck out.
Yeah. So when does work get assigned to developers on a scrum team? What do you think there, Todd?
So I automatically think who's doing the assigning, right? That's the first question that wants to come out of my head that I want to ask by who or whom, right? And I think that we're on the same page with this, that when we start to hear of developers getting assigned work, getting assigned tasks, I start to think that this is not a self-managing team. This is people being assigned work explicitly, and it doesn't seem it seems more like a collection of people than a team. Collection of people being assigned work rather than a team. What do you think, Ryan? Where's your head go with this?
Yeah, I have to agree. The word assigned is incredibly problematic.
Yeah.
Scrum is a pull system, right? Developers pull work into a sprint backlog, typically during sprint planning, but it can happen anytime during a sprint. Right. Developers pull work in and out of a sprint backlog. They decide what they're going to work on. They get to decide the how of the work. This idea of anything being assigned is really or even being voluntold. None of that exists in a Scrum setup. It is developers collectively deciding how they're going to achieve the sprint goal. And that's going to look different each and every day. That's why we have a daily Scrum to inspect progress, to see if we need to make adjustments. The whole framework is designed to create this pull opportunity for developers. And so anything being pushed is antithetical to what the rest of the framework is trying to achieve here.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, even if a team has tasks and developers are trying to earmark them to one another, I view that almost as an anti-pattern in and of itself, right? Yeah. It just be something that we collectively have to do, not something that you have to do or I have to do. Maybe we all have some notes and some sticky notes and stuff like that, but I feel like anything from a PBI to a task is co-owned by all of the developers on the team. Anybody that is contributing to the build of the increment, right?
Yeah, that whole idea of collective accountability is important too. And when names start getting assigned directly to pieces of work, that whole idea of we succeed or fail together kind of drifts away. And it causes issues, right? It causes, well, I'm not late, Todd's late.
Yeah, right. I'm waiting on Ryan to finish this.
Yeah.
I couldn't do anything until Ryan did it, right? So I feel like you start to lose, you start to really lose what's happening in between the lines here. And teams self-selecting and managing their own work. And of course the big pushback we always get on this one is, but they won't do it. Right. They won't. I couldn't disagree more. Like where are we thinking of people? Why are we inherently thinking that people are lazy and not going to get their jobs done? We're working with professionals here. And perhaps if you haven't, If this isn't an instance in your office environment, those people haven't been empowered to get the job done, right? Or maybe you hired the wrong people and you have to cope with that hard question. So I feel like we're just always inherently looking for someone to blame when I hear like, oh, but you didn't do your work. We have to assign it explicitly. So am I going too far down a rabbit hole here? Maybe no. I'm potentially still a bit tired, I think.
Yeah, maybe some jet lag still set in. I think the quick answer to this one is never.
Yeah.
Work is never assigned. It is pulled in. So keep that in mind. Pull system, and good things might happen.
Yeah,
sounds good. All right. I think it's end screen time. All right, everybody, be sure to check out the socials. We're pretty active on Twitter and LinkedIn, especially. Like and subscribe so you never miss a video. Hey, some stuff's going to pop up here. Some playlists that we have. Our framework playlist where you can learn Scrum and even get certified. Go take your PSM-1 and conquer the world. We have our Agile Metrics playlist that Todd and Will Seeley put together all about EBM. We think you'll love that too. Hey, and a merch button's popping up. Go buy a hoodie. Check out a sweatshirt. Buy yourself a nice glass. Whatever it is you like, the merch store is open. We hope you check that out too. For Todd Miller, I'm Ryan Ripley. Go forward, do some great Scrum things. We're going to go get some sleep, clear up the jet lag, and we'll be back tomorrow. Hey, it's Ryan. If you're enjoying this show and want to take a deeper dive into Scrum with me and Todd, check out agileforhumans.com/training. Be sure to also look at the show notes to subscribe to our newsletter, get a copy of our book, Fixing Your Scrum, and learn more about working with us at Agile for Humans. Thanks for listening, and Scrum on!